Great Chicago Show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, how's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Glenamaddy? Here we are in
very
the
good.
County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Hooley.
Thank you, Merry Christmas. I got a little sidetracked there. We were doing some selfies
yes.
here at Lizzie McNeil's. So, Skin, this is the penultimate show.
Whatever
meaning
that
the
means.
Second to the last. Oh, penultimate. Okay. I had a company years ago called Penumbra Productions. And the penumbra, it's right on the shade, right on the outside. So, make it a good one. We got a very special guest tonight.
Yes.
Consul General of Ireland, Mr. Brian O'Brien.
The number one Irishman in Chicago.
That's right, the number one Irishman in Chicago, Brian O'Brien. Or as Bill Murray says, Brian O'Brien, O'Brien, O'Brien. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Well, great to be here. Certainly that was one of the highlights of many highlights in this city.
Oh, yeah, that was a great night, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah.
Yeah.
I decided not to hit him because he's very, very famous, so yeah. I let him make fun of my name.
And that was right after you danced on stage.
True, yeah.
Yeah, that was a terrific night. That was, folks, that was the Irish American Hall of Fame dinner, and Bill Murray was inducted, and he got up and just wowed the crowd. He was just terrific, and he was... taking the Mickey out of Brian O'Brien.
He was indeed.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this is your second time on the show, and we're so glad. We're so glad that you were able to come and visit us before we shut it down. So thanks for that.
Oh, my pleasure. A great privilege.
Oh, yeah.
You've been here almost 2 years.
2 years, actually. 2 years last week. So my very first event as Consul General was out to the seniors' party in Gaelic Park.
Oh, yeah.
And it was December the 14th.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, and it was my grandmother's 101st birthday.
God bless her.
And so I was delighted to be out there.
Sure.
And I went back actually last week.
Oh,
so
did
it was
you?
A great way to mark that second anniversary. Now, Granny, unfortunately, has passed away since. But, very good memories.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, that's true.
How old was she when she passed away? 102?
So she was 101, and she passed away a couple of months later. She passed away in January 2017.
Oh, is that your father's mother or your mother's mother?
No, that was my father's mother.
Now, you're going to Ireland for Christmas, right? You're heading back Friday?
Heading back on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Now, who's still at home?
Well, I'm the youngest of five.
Good.
We're all going to be home, apart from one sister who's going down to Waterford to her in-laws. So,
Terrific.
It'll be a noisy house.
And this is in County Tyrone? They're
back
all
in County Tyrone, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Do you have a farm there?
Yeah, we have a farm, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm sure I'll get a couple of extra jobs, feeding cows or chasing sheep, etc.
We did a film a couple of years ago with Colin Broderick. Did you meet him? He was from County Tyrone.
I met him actually at your party.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's making a film about
Tyrone. It's called A Bend in the River.
Yeah.
And John Connors, who was in the film this year, Cardboard Gangsters, is one of the stars of A Bend in the River.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Because
we're hoping to bring him back this year.
So I met him at your party, and a friend of mine was stalking him on Twitter because she had auditioned for one of the main parts.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know this until afterwards. She goes, what the hell are you doing with John Broderick in Chicago? I said, long story.
he's a terrific guy and a very good ambassador.
When you come to Chicago or any council general, how long do they usually stay?
So it's usually 4 years.
So
I have 2 years done now, so it'll be the summer after next when I wrap up.
And you have no idea where you go after that.
Well, usually you go back home to Dublin, do a posting there, and then you go back into the machine again for postings.
How is Orla doing? She was here. They pulled her out because she got bumped up or something,
right? She got a promotion. She's doing great, actually.
She was really nice. She was terrific.
Great. Yeah.
And Aidan, who was there before
Aidan
is
Cronin.
A good friend of mine, too. Like, so we all keep in contact.
Tell them we said hello, both of us.
I will. They're probably listening.
I hope so. Because you can listen on a podcast, folks.
You can.
Internationally. So you're in the middle of your term, basically.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, it's like being the president 4 years.
And what is it? What is the role of the council? I know you do the citizenship and stuff like that. And what else does
if I was to sum it up in three words, it's about people, it's about prosperity, it's about value. So the first job is to serve the Irish people and the Irish-American people, because our Constitution cherishes Irish people wherever they are. So whether or not they were born on the island.
That's great.
So making connections with all the great Irish organizations in this city is a big part of my job. Our prosperity, helping companies that want to invest in Ireland and vice versa.
Yeah.
Companies in Ireland that want to invest here, because remember, we're a very large investor in the U.S., so we're about the ninth largest investor in this country, and we create jobs all over all 50 states as well. So we help facilitate that. And then our values, explaining the modern Ireland to people, where are we at, how are we doing as a country, what are our views.
And how many consul generals are in the United States from Ireland?
So we have six consulates. So we have New York, we have Boston, we have Chicago, we have San Francisco, we have Atlanta, and we have Austin. And we're going to open in Los Angeles
soon. You cover a pretty big area.
I cover the biggest area, probably. I have 12 states.
12 states? Yeah. Good for you. Wow. Yeah, yeah. So what states are they?
Oh, now you're asking a good question. So it's all the way from North Dakota down to Southwest Kentucky, and from Missouri up to Ohio and everything in between.
Well, we were lucky to nail you down tonight to get you, because you're probably out and about all the time.
I'm out and about a lot now, and it's a great privilege to get out and about around the Midwest.
So you're on the plane all the time, back and forth?
Yeah. Well, the big urban centers take up most of my time, so Chicago itself, of course, but Cleveland, Milwaukee. I was in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. St. Louis, they're all on my patch.
When you first started, you threw a big party in your apartment. I remember Skinny and I were there.
It
was terrific. Yeah, that was a good way to start, I got to tell you.
I know, it was a great way to start. No, I suppose I was naive. I didn't think everybody would come. And then
yeah, they did.
Everybody did come, and we sort of ran out of space, but it was a great night.
And then just this past Saturday night, you had a big party at Theater on the Lake, which was a lot of fun.
It was great.
Christmas party.
We had about 250 people there.
Did you really? Yeah.
That's great.
We didn't have the same space restrictions, so it was great. Great to see everybody.
It was dynamite.
Yeah.
Well, the night that Julie and I went, if there was any knickknacks missing, we took them.
Yeah, I've got the invoice actually here in my pocket.
He had just moved in.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I had the party. Nothing was out.
And we got there early, and we're looking around and everything. Now, what's the vice consul's name?
So the vice consul is Justin Dolan.
Was he the vice consul when you came in?
He wasn't, actually. No. And Justin is, unfortunately, sadly leaving us next month as well. So
they're on a different schedule.
Yeah, but also he got promotion, as did his predecessor.
So good for him.
So like the department or our government is expanding a lot of our embassies around the world.
Yeah.
So which means there's a lot of movement. So it's great opportunities for the people involved. The negative is, of course, it means we're getting a lot more people coming through. So it's a bit of a revolving door, but it's been great to have him for the last year and a half.
The former vice consul, he had a very unusual name.
Yeah, he was like Rangar or something.
He
like
was Ragnar Almqvist, And so so his father was Swedish, and his father married his mother. And his father was a fluent Irish speaker as well. So Ragnar had a Swedish name, but he spoke fluent Irish, fluent Swedish, and his English wasn't bad either.
Ragnar, that was it. Yeah, now, nice guy.
Do you deal with Billy Lawless a lot?
I do indeed.
Senator Billy Lawless.
Yeah, a good senator is a very dear personal friend of mine as well.
He comes in and out a lot. He's in. Was it the Senate? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the Senate.
And that's like the lower house of the Dáil. That's
actually the upper house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the upper house of the Dáil, but a little bit different to the system here. It's appointed more than it's elected.
He was appointed by Enda Kenny, I think, right?
Yeah, and there's a combination system of lists, etc.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Billy, is he the only one from the United States that's a senator?
And better than that, he's the first time that we've ever appointed a senator from outside the island. And again, that special relationship.
Well,
he's based outside the island here in Chicago. But the government felt that it was important to have somebody to represent the views of the Irish nation that are overseas.
The diaspora.
So he's the minister for the diaspora, senator for the diaspora, and he's doing a fantastic job in that regard.
And isn't there also a minister for the diaspora?
There is indeed.
Who is that?
That's Kieran Cannon at the minute. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Kieran Cannon. Yeah.
And he's been out to Chicago three times, so he's fond of this city and this region, and we're always delighted to see him.
We had Jimmy Dinahan on a number
He's
of times.
He's been on the show several times, yeah. Jimmy Dinahan.
I actually seen him about a year ago. He passed through the city privately, so we met up for a coffee as well.
Yeah, he had a thing over at the Drake.
He did?
Yeah. Skinny and I had breakfast with him. Yeah.
Good
he was
guy.
Planning a big fundraiser for that Cary Sports Stadium. Or
yeah, it's definitely in the works.
He's a terrific guy. When I was in Ireland once, we met him over at the Oireachtas. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
At 11:30 at night.
Oh, good Lord. Was he and in for a vote?
He came. Oh, he took me and my buddy, and we just chatted with him. It was very nice. But Skinny and I, he had our whole group take a tour of the Dáil.
Yeah, it was terrific.
There was like 45 of us.
Yeah. It was terrific.
Oh, here's our friend Sarah Hand is here. She's from Carrickmacross.
Oh, very good. Oh,
yeah,
good
County Monaghan. Yeah. She's our intern. She was our intern for years. Oh, she wanted to come by for the show. God bless her.
I might know a relative of hers called Lisa Hand. I'll talk to her about that later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? There was a group that was just in town at Gaelic Park. Safira. Did you see Safira?
I didn't. No.
Oh, they were good.
I hear they're
two gals from Carrickmacross. Yeah. And they lived right down. So I went out to Gaelic Park to see them. That was a good act. Very good. Yeah.
They're terrific.
Yeah. Now, when people come through from Ireland here to Chicago to perform or whatever, do they ordinarily contact you and say, I'm checking in or what?
It depends on the group and depends on where we are and that. But the links are very, very strong. So there's so many groups coming through. I see a lot of them at the Irish Festival. So I've been up to Milwaukee and to Dublin. And so it's a great chance for
Dublin, Ohio.
Over 100,000 go to that festival as well. So you get to see a lot of people in the one spot. It's a great way to get to know the Midwest and to see friends from Chicago and to see friends from all over the region. And to see musicians as well. It's a world I know and love.
We have an abundance of great Irish musicians here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best things about this post is the fantastic traditional music scene in this city.
Oh, I was waiting to hear that. Yeah. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm blessed. There's so many really good sessions. You could never feel homesick in this city if you like Irish music.
Yeah. We had Patty Homan on the show just a couple of weeks ago. We had Katie, but a lot of the guys from Ireland, some of Ireland's, but Pauline Keneally is on the show a lot, and it's just terrific.
Oh, it is. It's great. And they've done so much for the music scene in Ireland as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some of the best in the world are here. You have an All-Ireland fiddle champion from Kel Cole's school out on the south side.
Who's that?
Murphy Roach. I can't remember the girl's name, but she's a fantastic fiddler. You have Liz Carroll, of course.
Hold on a second. Liz Carroll's terrific.
What? Yeah.
Alexia Kennedy won the world championship.
Yep,
that's right.
That's an amazing, and I've seen them.
Who's
play.
The guy on the south side you were talking about?
That's Liz Carroll out on
Liz
the.
Liz Carroll, of course. Yeah. We've had her on the show.
She's the best.
Brilliant.
And Jimmy Keane, Jimmy Keane. It is. It's an amazing, just some of Ireland's greatest musicians right here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Now, do you get help? You have a lot of work to do. Can somebody help you?
Lots of people try. God love them. No, I mean, I have a fantastic team. Local team.
You got to have a team, man.
So I'm supported by the vice consul, of course, and then we have five wonderful local staff in the office as well.
Oh, good for them.
That help us out. Like,
you told me Marie is still there. She's terrific.
Yeah, Marie and Gail, Christina, Emily. It's a fantastic team.
I'm sure they all listen to the Skinny and Hooley show. Probably.
You have to have a staff.
And they're so good to the people that come in because, yes, it's Irish citizenship, and it's a big part of my job is getting out and going to events. But also, there's the people that people don't hear about, somebody that's suffering from an addiction issue or somebody that needs to get home in an emergency because there's an illness in the family or needs documents.
Oh, you mean home to Ireland?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's part of our job, too. If somebody's in trouble.
And they need help.
They need help from
the motherland.
We had a great Irish Celtic fest, we called it, here in Chicago 20-some years ago. It was terrific.
I performed at it once. They don't do it anymore, right?
No, they got away from it, which was a major, major mistake.
Yeah.
Because it made money for the city, but it was really well attended.
Yeah.
And it was very well supported by the Irish community, south, north, everybody in, I don't know, they just
It was great. It was in Grant Park.
Yeah.
And of course, there are two fantastic festivals here. It kicks off on Memorial Day weekend in Gaelic Park.
Of course.
And then
July.
And then the Heritage Center has a great one in July.
The Irish American Heritage
Center. Two great festivals as well.
Yeah.
And that's a part of the job I love.
But Milwaukee is the biggie.
Milwaukee's a biggie, and Ed Ward, the founder of that, got the Presidential Distinguished Services Award, and that's a very hard award to get. So President Higgins gives the award to 10 people every year.
And he got it.
Ed Ward got it, so we're delighted.
Was he one of the founders of the Milwaukee?
He was the founder of Milwaukee Irish Fest.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So delighted to see that.
Well, I started the Irish Fest here in Chicago.
Excellent. Yeah.
In the mayor's office.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely fair. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
It really got big. And
was it over at Navy Pier, Skinny? Is that where you did it?
No, they had something. They had an Irish thing there for a couple of years, and then that was gone for a few years. Yeah. And then it went to Mayor Daley.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to call it an Irish fest because everybody would say, why don't you have this fest?
So
we called it a Celtic fest. Nobody knew what it was, but we had musicians from Ireland, from Spain.
Yeah.
You know that section in Spain?
There's a lot of Celtic countries outside of Ireland.
France.
Yeah.
Les Brajons or whatever they were. They were fantastic.
They got some great bands, actually.
They were fantastic. I was just at the Isle of Wight. We had all these people that came in. We got musicians from... Chicago, the musicians here were the base of everything.
Yeah, were the anchor of it.
And I'm telling you, the crowds that we had were terrific.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
And we still should... Yeah. I would love to see it come back.
When did it end, Skin? Did they stop
it? It ended when I left.
Oh, you know who was...
I'm not kidding you.
You kept it going?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Because they were like, we got to do this. It's too much. It was terrific.
You know, before you left, you know who booked me to do some stand-up for the
show? Willie Winters.
Aaron Malloy Bauer, her husband was the police commander who was killed last year.
Oh, yes.
And
right,
she worked for you.
And she was the person that was in charge of it, and she was terrific.
So sad.
Yeah. Was it ever.
But it's one thing that, you know, I know Milwaukee has this, the festival grounds, but that's one event that could work here in Chicago. If you didn't try to do it too big, too fast, just took your time.
And let it grow.
Because it was growing. Oh, my gosh, it was terrific.
There'd be such a demand for it in this city.
Yes,
absolutely.
When you see St. Patrick's Day, I call it Hurricane Shamrock.
Yeah.
So many people that want to connect with Ireland.
They dye the river right outside here, outside Lizzie's. Feet from here.
And the plumber started here in the 1960s, and that concept has grown around the world. So now we dye the pyramids green with light, of course. We don't use paint. But the equator, the
no,
Sydney Opera House.
No, it's vegetable dye. It's vegetable dye.
The Sydney Opera House is dyed. The Great Wall of China is lit up in green.
All of these
iconic sites around the world are turned green on St. Patrick's Day, and all because of the plumbers that dyed that river in St. Patrick's Day here
God
in Chicago.
Yes, local 130.
Yeah. So little did they know what they started. And we couldn't buy that marketing for Ireland.
No.
Have you made it to the North Side Parade or the South Side Parade? I think I saw the South Side Parade.
Yeah, I've been at the South Side Parade both years that I've been here as well, and I haven't made it up to the North Side one yet. Obviously,
you've been to the Downtown Parade, of course.
I've been to the Downtown Parade both years as well. I always say if I could clone myself 10 times over St. Patrick's Day, I still wouldn't service all the parades that are there.
Usually bring a big delegation here from Ireland. Yeah, we've had them on the show many times.
Yeah, there's always a government minister, and in the past we've had Taoiseach here as well, like the leaders of the country.
They all stay at the Drake.
They generally do, actually.
Yeah, well, what's the guy's name at the Drake, Skinny?
General manager.
I
can't remember his name. But he's the one who helps everybody. What a guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So we used to have a party upstairs. Johnny Wren would have it. Yeah. And we'd have the mayor of Cork. We've had the mayor of...
everywhere.
Well, whoever the delegation is, we've had them on the show.
Well, Cork and Galway come every year.
Yes, Galway.
That's because of the sister cities thing.
So Cork is twinned with Cook County, and Galway is twinned with Chicago.
The connection.
That's the connection.
And we have the Galway Committee, which is with the sit there. It was Billy Laws, Bill Gaynor, and all those guys.
And
Jenny Wren.
John Wren's on it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah. And they led the mayor back to Ireland this year, actually. So that's as part of the sister cities arrangement as well. So Mayor Emmanuel visited Galway back at April as part of the sister cities relationship.
So they should wear the jacket for bringing Rahm Emanuel to Ireland.
Yeah, well, it's great to...
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
It's great to welcome the first citizen of this city to our country.
Absolutely. That was great that he went there.
Yeah. Well, even though the show is ending, please keep in touch.
Yes.
There's another show we'll be doing. And
well, keep let me know the details of the new one.
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear it.
Come on by. I'll have you on the show. Yeah.
And congratulations. Yeah. How long are you going... Altogether, 10 years?
Well, we thought it was 10 years, and then I went back and looked and went,
when we sobered up, we realized it was like 8.5.
Have you ever fallen out? Have you had any massive disagreements on air?
No.
Oh.
We're not opinionated at all.
No. I'd say not.
But it's been a good long run, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It's an excellent
thank
feat.
You. Yeah.
Great for your listeners
Not many people could put up with me, and not many people could put up with Hooley. Let's just say we put up with each other.
You know what? We got a great line here. Look at Billy, our producer, is going, what about me? I got to listen to these jerks. Skinny used to say it only seemed like 10 minutes underwater.
Talking of underwater, Skinny here has made me jump into Lake Michigan
twice. Oh, that's right, the polar plunge. And he's got it's coming twice. Up again.
Oh, good Lord.
He's coming again March 3rd.
Yeah. No, I look forward to that. It wakes me up in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
I come out of hibernation that
right.
day.
Yeah.
Right.
And I hope that my heart doesn't stop.
but thank you. And, you know, we hit our 50th here last year. It was terrific. And
another highlight.
For Special Olympics,
What a wonderful, wonderful charity.
And I would like to say it's a great charity. It started here in Chicago, and it's in 172 countries. But when you get into this, there's no group like the Irish that supports Special Olympics.
I'm not biased either.
Yeah.
We had the great honor of being the first country outside of North America to host the games way back in
2000. Yeah.
And that's had a big impact on us since, because every village and town got involved and hosted families and athletes that were over for it. And that's still very much in the public consciousness.
Yeah,
we got a lot from the charity.
There was no country that ever did it like Ireland did where the whole country got behind it.
Yeah.
But it kind of brought North and South together, and I've heard that, which
absolutely.
Was like a miracle.
Yeah,
it was
excellent. It was excellent. Uh-huh. And just give the whole country a lift and put us all into a good mood. So we got far more out of the Special Olympics than the Special Olympics got out of us, I always say.
It was great.
All right. Well, God bless you, Brian O'Brien.
Brian, thanks. Merry Christmas.
We'll see you again in the next couple of years. Thanks so much for stopping
by. Merry Christmas.
We appreciate your support.
Keep in touch. Don't be strangers.
Absolutely.
And a big happy Christmas. Nulla Conna
Dei to all
your listeners,
pal.
As well.
God bless.
Thanks so much, Brian. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Be right
back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. These messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as white as the milk. And Mary, she bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as black as the coal. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died for us all. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, oh holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. First tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as green as the grass. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died on the cross. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly, she bears a berry, as blood it is red. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died in our stead. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's a raucous night. It's our penultimate show. We had a great visit here with Brian O'Brien, and we have Sarah Hand, our former intern, who has just joined us. But first, we have to do, you know, Skinny, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window at Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Bridget O'Neill passed away. She was a native of County Tipperary. She was 88 years old. The wife of Larry for over 56 years. Loving mother of Jerry. Dear sister of Stephanie Quigley and Margaret Fox. And like I said, she was a native of Tipperary. And the funeral was at St. Peter's and Paul's Catholic Church in Naperville earlier this week. So, and she's going to be buried in Ireland, Holy.
God rest her soul, Bridget Quigley. Also, Skin, Leah Ray Kelly, 84, of Chicago, passed away surrounded by her loving family just last week. Beloved wife of H. Raymond, loving mother of Colleen, Asa, and Sean. God rest her soul, Leah Ray Kelly. And then also, Andrew Pollard, 94. God bless him. He was married for nearly 68 years to Mary Ann.
Wow.
He's the father of Ellen, Michael, Mary Kay, Patrick, and Daniel. He served in the United States Navy aboard the aircraft carrier USS Bennington in the South Pacific during World War II. He was a devoted employee of the Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Cemeteries, having served there for 56 years, most recently as director of finance until his retirement at age 82. Hey, that's not bad. They keep you around. He was awarded the... Well, you were a seminarian. Can you... What's that award? It's a Pope... A pontifical award by Pope Benedict
XVI
in 2005 for a distinguished service to the Catholic Church. God rest his soul, Andrew J. Pollard.
Hey, I want to mention a guy that we both know, too, from St. Catharines on the south side. Paul Nealis passed away.
Paul a police officer?
Paul was a police officer for a long time. He was married, him and Byron Bradley married sisters. Byron was a great Chicago policeman. And then Paul went on to go to law school and became a judge. Was a judge for a long time and a very good judge. A guy that...
he's kind of a young guy.
I don't know what Zinko is. Yeah, he's probably our age, but I just heard on the way here today that he passed away. And so we wanted to ask you to say a prayer for Paul Nealis. Great guy. Just want to pass that
God
on.
God rest his soul. Should we close up the crypt? Yeah, Billy, close up the crypt.
Yeah.
I've got a little story to tell you, Skin, you know. The other night, I was invited out for a night with the boys. I know that's surprising to you, but I promised my wife I'd be home by midnight. Well, the hours passed, and the pints were going down really good. And around 3 a.m., a bit loaded, I'll admit, I headed for home. Just as I got to the door, the cuckoo clock in the hallway started.
Cuckoo?
Yeah, it started up and cuckooed three times. Quickly, realizing my wife would probably wake up, I cuckooed another 9 times. I was really proud of myself for coming up with that, such a quick, you know, quick-witted situation in order to escape a possible conflict with him, because, you know, 9 and 3 is 12. That would be midnight, right?
Right.
The next morning, my wife asked me what time I got in, and I said, midnight. She didn't seem suspicious at all. I got away with that one. Then she said, we need a new cuckoo clock. And I said, why? Well, last night our clock cuckooed 3 times, then said, oh, crap, cuckooed 4 times more, cleared its throat, cuckooed another 3 times, giggled, cuckooed twice more, and then tripped over the coffee table and fired it. Okay.
That was a pretty long joke for that. But anyways, hey, Huli, we've had a great time, Huli.
What?
For the last 9 years doing
have
the show.
Have we ever?
Met a lot of great Irish people and a lot of people that were talented people.
As an example,
Brian O'Brien, who was on. Yeah. We were really honored to have a lot of great guests, and we were able to keep people up on what's going on in the Irish community. And Chicago, which you know and I know, is a great Irish. I mean, it's just the great Irish community and great Irish traditions and parades and.
It's the greatest city in the world. Come
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's nothing better than being an Irishman in Chicago, you know?
Exactly. So it's kind of funny that we're winding up right here right before Christmas. And
yeah.
You know, and I remember my father telling me about Christmases in Ireland, and there are always terrific stories. And
you know, speaking of Christmas in Ireland, you got to get a hold of Paddy Holman's album, Christmas Time in Ireland.
Yeah, we should play a song from his
I think album. We might have one of those. It's just terrific, because I went out to see him at Gaelic Park last week. He's such a big-time talent.
Oh, my gosh, he's so good.
Yeah, and it's just, if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, an Irish Christmas spirit, put that album, that CD on, and it'll just take you back.
Yeah, we saw him a couple weeks ago
He was
the
here.
Hilton, in at the Hilton, and when he sang the national anthem.
Oh, my God, he brought down the house.
Yeah, he's just terrific, terrific.
He is amazing,
Maybe we can ask Billy. Maybe he can do one of Patty's songs. It would be terrific.
I would love to.
Oh, he's going to get in now. This is good. All right, folks.
This is the guy
who runs the show. The brains behind the brains.
The brains behind the non-brains.
Let's go a little far.
Brains behind the brawn.
But he's put up with us for 9 years or whatever. Actually,
a lot less time in purgatory for Billy.
Before that, when we were first at WNTD, Relevant Radio, Billy was our producer there as well.
I remember when we were live on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, 2 hours. 2 hours we were live.
2 hours.
Yeah.
That was even worse. And we didn't have a delay. And it was live.
I thought we had a 7-second delay. No. Well, we never swore on the air.
Since then,
you have.
Oh, sure. But
Billy's been under heavy psychiatric care.
Yeah.
But he's always been a great. We would have no show if it wasn't for Billy.
Absolutely, we would not.
Next week's show is just going to be stuff that I've cut out of the previous shows.
That's a good idea.
and it's almost an hour's worth. So perfect.
So thanks to you, Billy. All right, we're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Huli Show, our penultimate show. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at ConcernUSA.org. That's ConcernUSA.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
The floor and clean the hearth and set the fire to keep, for they might visit us tonight when all the world's asleep. Don't blow the tall white candle out, but leave it burning bright, so that they know they're welcome here this holy Christmas night. Leave out the bread and meat for them and sweet milk for the child, and they will bless the fire that baked and to the hands that toiled. For Joseph will be travel-tired and Mary pale and wan, and they can sleep a little while before they journey. Unto Lord is glan on tialach, is command no grieshig dio. Agla good yugig shiad a nocht, is undown a collab a swan. Na mochan quina Lord bar, ach fog elastag a gyan. Skamag sheet kinta horem goil falt is fair if koch, so tiach harani han oleg naef a shaw. And brush the floor and clean the hearth and set the fire to keep, for they might visit us tonight when all the world's asleep. Don't blow the tall white candle out, but leave it burning bright, so that they know they're welcome here this holy Christmas night, so that they'll come here this holy Christmas night.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back, Hooli.
Yes, we're supposed to talk. I forgot about that.
No, it's
you're
good.
Listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. It's our penultimate. So now we got a show. We got one more show. I don't know.
How we're going to put that together yet? We're going to figure that out.
We'll figure that out.
We've had a great ride, and we want to thank everybody. We want, especially want to thank our sponsors. Been so loyal.
Yes, we do. And you know what? I want to. If you're looking for some Hooli in the next year, tune in to WSBC Saturday nights between 7 and 9. I'll be on one of those shows, 12:40 a.m. on your dial. It'll be the Hooli Hibernian show in conjunction with Hibernian with Ancient Order Hibernians. But you'll hear more about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, ad nauseum.
So we've been very lucky, though, Hooli, because we had a lot of great
Skinny, we're Irish. I think it's the luck of the Irish, you know.
I know, but it's fortunate to be in a town like this. You run into people all the time at the store or church or whatever that listen to the show.
They do. That's the beauty of it. That's why I thought I can't walk away from this audience. But you know what? I'll never forget this. And how we started the show, we were on, I think it was the O'Connor show or
right.
The Haggerty show. And you were promoting the Polar Plunge, and I was promoting something.
It's one of your scams.
And you made a joke about wearing my mother's or my sister's bathing suit to the Polar Plunge. And we just took off from there. And then later Cliff Carlson said, you guys ought to have a show.
Little do we know, and it was like, oh, yeah, right.
And then I'll remember visiting you in the hospital, and the nurse had just left with your bedpan, and you looked very wan. And you reached over. Ronnie Marasso, the doctor, was sitting right there, Dr. Ronnie Marasso, and you reached over and said, Hooli, we got to get that Irish radio show going. And I said, Skinny, if that is your final wish, I will
was
make it happen.
Was that a dream?
9 years later, I'm still here.
You were hoping it was my final wish.
Yes. We'll do the show and it'll be over. No, but we have had a million laughs.
And we had
met so many great people.
A lot of people doing good in the hood. And
we've been to Ireland like five or six times.
Yeah.
You know, had many adventures in Ireland.
It's been terrific. It's been a great ride, and just that, but the good part about it is that we're still speaking. We get along. We get and
barely, yeah.
And we're not. and we didn't have to call it quits. We decided to do it.
It was a smart
simultaneous.
Move. It was smart money. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So who knows what the future is going to bring? I hope we're around for another 25 years.
Oh, that would be great.
Billy just rolled his eyes over there. Like,
he's giving the Simon the sign of the cross. Hey, let's give a shout out to Lizzie McNeil's.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Christmas
January.
Tree is up. We've been working with the same people here for years as well. Our favorite waitress, Kasia. She just walks across and gave me the signal. Do you want another Guinness? And it's like, of course I do. But, you know, there's like a sign language that we know from each other now, and it's just...
I learned that sign language faster than any other sign language.
The what?
The sign language. I learned that fast when you wanted a beer.
When you want a beer, yeah. But this is kind of our second home.
The manager...
John DePrima.
Yeah.
Terrific guy. Yeah. Of course, Johnny Wren.
Johnny Wren, our host. Yeah, it's been terrific. We've been upstairs, downstairs,
well, yeah,
outside.
We've been outside. We've been inside. You're right. We've been through crazy rainstorms, and we've been outside... We've had some amazing people upstairs in the party room. We've had the mayor of Galway, the mayor of Cork,
Jimmy Dinahan many times.
Right,
on the
we had speaking of great guests, we had what's the guy's name? McDonough, John McDonough from the Blackhawks. We had the movie star M. Emmett Walsh on the show. He was at a show at Steppenwolf. That was a lot of fun.
We have Anna and Burke on the show. We've got a lot of elected officials. Yeah. And then when I went to Ireland to do the marathon in 2015, they had a 5K race before. And we went to this huge place, and I was with my daughters and George Scully and Mark Selsky. And we went, and there was a big hall we went to. And Jimmy Dinahan was at the time in charge of the diaspora for the government.
Right.
And out of the blue, I saw him outside. I just said hi to him real quick. He in the middle of his presentation, he said, "I want to take a moment. We are very honored to have a very special guest here from Chicago." He said, "Skinny Sheehan's here. He and Mike Houlihan have the largest Irish American audience in North America."
And he used to call it the Skinny and Julio show.
Yeah.
Julio.
They have over a million listeners every week. Stand up, Skinny, and then all these people came up afterwards. We had a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun. You know, yeah, George and Dave Durkin, George Scully, Froggy McGuire. I mean, all those guys went on our trips. We had.
I made a list that I think we've had 800 guests, 800 odd guests, and some normal ones. We've taken over almost 200 people to Ireland.
And you know what? I don't know if you and Billy have ever noticed. I had a couple memory lapses during the time we were doing this show.
You think?
I couldn't remember your name a couple times.
Oh,
Billy,
man. You know, that reminds me of a funny story, actually. I got a brother who's in a nursing home right now. And I went to visit him at Thanksgiving, and he's got this black guy who is his roommate, Sam, nice guy. And the guy says to me, "Hey, Mike, you know your brother's got kind of an attitude." I said, "Oh, you noticed, huh?" My brother can be very obstreperous.
Unlike you. But anyways, and Hooley for the Southsiders.
Yes.
We were very instrumental.
And you're bringing the Southside Parade back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everybody told us it couldn't be done, and we just went ahead and worked with the committee. And it
you were
over.
Very you did that, Skinny, but I was there cheerleading.
Yeah, but you were there at the meetings.
I was at the first meeting in August at the Beverly Arts Center, and we put it in the paper, and about a couple hundred people showed up. You were on stage, and never made an announcement. Do we want to do it? Or just talk. Everybody, just talk. Tell me. Everybody was for it except for one guy, you know who I'm talking about, who lived in Beverly, who didn't want the parade back.
But it worked out tremendously for the South Side. And
now it's still going. And that was, what, like 7 or 8 years ago?
Right. And we had a lot of fun with all the guys that we've had on here from Mount Carmel and the Brother Rice and a lot of
Ned Hughes and Jordan Lynch, who had a great season, by the way, this year. Terrific season. They went right up to the finals.
And then we had our intern from Loyola, the coach. What's his name?
EJ Orr. Oh, he's a terrific guy.
Terrific kid.
But the greatest intern, of course, was Sarah Hand from Carrick Macross. She's just a delightful gal.
Yeah.
Oh, we also had Shelly McInerney was our intern for a while. She was kind of nice, too.
Oh, who was the girl that was from that played volleyball? She was for a while, too. I can't remember
played
her.
Played volleyball?
Yeah,
you might be thinking of one of the waitresses here.
Oh, maybe that was it. But the waitresses here at Elizabeth
they're
just
gorgeous.
Terrific. And,
you know, I'll never forget we had a musician on the show, Kevin from Kevin. Do you remember
him?
Yes,
yes. He was great.
And he was so hot for one of the waitresses. And when he left, he said, I want you to do me one favor. Get me her phone number. And so I said to her, hey, do you see that Irish guy? He wanted your phone number. She gave it to me. And I texted him. He goes, is this for real? I said, yes, it is. And you owe your pal Uli big time.
All right, we had some great musicians on.
We got to take a break. What are we doing? It's the end of the show?
No, we want to wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year,
well, we got another show next week.
I know, but Merry Christmas Merry to Christmas. Everybody and have a great time.
God bless you
God
all.
God bless all. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Come gather round the fireside, you're welcome one and all. Lay all your troubles down upon the flagstone. For young and old, with stories told, we'll join the noble call. Sing and dance until the morning. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, there's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. The cattle in the haggard, all the fields are crisp and frosty. Morning mist is all along the hillside. The younger hearts are sleeping, in the morning they'll arise, and the snow outside will be a gleaming. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, hot whiskey for the soul, a brandy for the road. Now it's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, there's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. The smell of goose, the peat and pine, they'll always fill the air. With holly green and straw upon the manger, you can always trust the mother's touch to make the house a home and welcome in the kindly stranger. For it is Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, in the dark of winter's light, a star is shining bright. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. The party in the pub is spilling out into the churchyard. Come on, do you have no home to go to? The sermon's almost done, now do you think we'll make less call? And up to the punching for the sing song. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, don't mind the bitter cold, the embers are aglow. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, there's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Ireland again.